Outside the box again, separating truth from fiction. Today's topic is disinformation. Get ready for a ton of disinformation this fall leading up to the November election. There will certainly be a lot coming from one of the major party presidential candidates who, according to the Washington Post newspaper, quote, accumulated 3,573 untruths during his presidency, averaging about 21 erroneous claims a day, end quote. Now, some of these were described as misleading, but an awful lot of the 21 a day were just plain lies and false claims. Of course, we don't have to look just to political campaigns to find lots of wrong information and so-called alternative facts. Alex Jones's claims that children never died at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012 comes to mind. Or that vaccines don't work because a few people had bad reactions. Or that fossil fuel use is not contributing to global climate catastrophe. Or that, according to a reading of the Bible, the earth is just a few thousand years old. Pushing back against disinformation is a challenge. Individuals promoting these false claims may have gotten their ideas from people they love or respect, or well-known celebrities, or from someone claiming special knowledge or expertise. They won't let go of their beliefs easily, though, unless they convince themselves to change. Even if a trusted person questions them or provides lots of scientific facts, there's no guarantee of success. It's not so much what is said to discredit the disinformation as how it's said. For example, repeating the myth or false statement can reinforce the disinformation. It helps to talk about how information online is being used to dupe people and reap personal benefits, according to writer John Cook. Alex Jones, for example, made a lot of money with that disinformation. Believers of lies are victims. They should be critical thinkers, but have been misled. Even scientists need to use not just facts, but also emotion and humor to make their case. Cook lists five kinds of analysis for counteracting disinformation, which Cook calls FLICC, F-L-I-C-C. F stands for fake experts. L means logical fallacies. I signifies impossible expectations. C stands for cherry picking. And the last C signifies conspiracy theories. There are plenty of fake experts, people who claim to know specific science or tout credentials, but whose information is just plain wrong. Logical fallacies includes U.S. Senator James Inhofe bringing a snowball into Congress to demonstrate it was cold outside that day, and so there was no global warming. Impossible expectations that no one would have a reaction to a vaccine. For cherry picking, even one bad result means that something like vaccines are not safe. And conspiracy theories could include Pizzagate, where a child bondage ring was supposedly being run out of a pizza shop in Washington, D.C. Fortunately, no one died when someone wielding a gun showed up at the restaurant. The most likely place to find disinformation is on the internet, not surprisingly, because it can spread like wildfire and be inserted anonymously. The United Nations has weighed in on this, emphasizing freedom of speech and transparency. Filling the internet with information exposing and criticizing false ideas and viewpoints. This strategy is based on what Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis said in 1931, quote, "The best remedy to combat harmful speech is more speech, not enforced silence," end quote. We all need to be skeptical readers and listeners, whether it's a perpetual liar or someone we like and support, whether the information source is social media, news media, online, or even someone we trust. Try to get a confirmation of any suspicious-looking information from a trusted source. Everybody can get facts wrong or stretch the truth. Even me. What's true for you, and what isn't? I'm Larry Danziger, wishing every piece of fiction was exposed.